Hey, this is Jenny, aka Awkward Jenny, and I just wanted to chime in with this week's question as to whether Tom Riddle would have put his name in the Goblet of Fire. Hell to the yes, Tom Riddle would have totally joined the Triwizard Tournament. I mean, at this point in his life, Tom Riddle is yearning for greatness. I mean, just picture him. He believes he's superior to other wizards. Even when he's young, he knows that he's different. And at this point, I think he is, like, seriously ready to prove himself. He also, I think, genuinely believes that he deserves that greatness. The greatness that would come with winning the Triwizard Tournament. It would be the stepping stone in his great plan to take over the world. So absolutely he would have joined. He's also power hungry, he's a fame whore, whatever, but yeah, he would have totally done it. I think he really wants to prove himself, and this would have been a really great way for him to do it. And I think he probably would have been supported by most of the school. I think, unlike Draco Malfoy, he's a lot smarter, and he's not quite as obvious with his evilness, so he kept it inside, you know? To the rest of the school, he probably came off as an extremely attractive, charismatic, and talented wizard, not so much unlike Cedric Diggory. He just happened to be an evil mastermind underneath the veneer, the cute little curly-haired veneer. So, I see them as very similar as far as their outward appearance. Of course, Riddle is also a sociopath. But besides that small difference, I think he was at least, if not liked by people in the school when he was there, I think he was at least respected and maybe partly feared. I don't know if you can really feel the evil within, if that kind of, like, scares you into submission, or just because he's, like, really creepy somehow and you can't quite put your finger on it, but... anyway, so I think he probably would have, he would have put his name in, and I think he would have been picked by the goblet. From what I can tell, it has the ability to sense the potential and latent power within a wizard. And hello, at 17, who besides Dumbledore himself had more potential for greatness than Tom freaking Riddle? As a wise man once said, he went on to do great things. Terrible, but great. So, I think the goblet would have seen that. It probably didn't know that the greatness was going to be like an evil, I want to kill everyone type of greatness and rule the world. But I think it would have sensed the power, because he was an extremely powerful wizard. So, I think he would have been chosen, and I think he probably would have won. I mean, if he could rise to power not long after getting out of Hogwarts and bring the wizarding world to its knees... Not once, but twice, even after being a half-dead skeleton skull rider thingy parasite. I think he could have probably managed a dragon and some merpeople and a sphinx. So he was an extremely smart guy and a very powerful wizard, I think, even at this point. So I think he would have won. What that would have meant for his rise to power, it would have been a lot sooner, I'm sure. And it probably would have gotten him a lot of support. From people in the wizarding world who wouldn't have supported him the way that he did rise to power. So, I think that's it. You gotta say yes to the question of the week. Tom Riddle would have definitely put his name in, and I think he would have won it. I'm just saying. And not that money is, like, probably a huge motivator for him, but you'd have to remember he did grow up in an orphanage, and he was the type of, you know, kid who grew up without a family. He didn't have money. So maybe even as a 17-year-old, his greed for power would have also been a little bit more of a greed for things that he'd never had before, money being one of them. So that could have also been a motivator. Anyway, I just thought I would send you guys a hoot. And I also wanted to throw in, just in case anyone cares, Team Gammon all the way. Team Gabonator! That's it. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for this week's episode. It was really funny. And this is Jenny saying, Team Gammon!